Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation. My guest today is a spiritual teacher, clairvoyant empath, and visionary, Penny Pierce. Penny is an internationally recognized pioneer in the intuition development movement, a lecturer, coach, counselor, and trainer specializing in intuition development, inner energy dynamics, expanded perception, personal transformation, and dream work. Penny is also the author of an award-winning series of guidebooks on personal and societal transformation. And her books include The Intuitive Way, A Definitive Guide to You Increasing Your Awareness, Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration, Leap of Perception, Transforming Power, The Power of Your Attention, Transforming Power of Your Attention, and Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. Penny Pierce, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
As I mentioned, you're a popular author, award-winning author of a series of these guidebooks that I find fascinating because they take this extremely vast topic of consciousness and personal awareness and put it into a place where we can actually access it, experience it. And my teacher many years ago, Jean Houston, another notable pioneer in the human potential movement, actually suggested that I read Frequency. And that was when I first connected with you. But what I'd really like to do is come back to how did you become involved in this development of consciousness?
You know, my story is kind of a really gradual one because I started off as a designer and graphic designer, interior designer, and it led me to an experimental program in California at California Institute of the Arts called Social Design, which was very abstract. It was working with pattern recognition and, like how to redesign the doctor-patient relationship or how to redesign the elevator so people would talk to each other inside of it. And so it was like a training in these kind of higher ways of thinking, of rethinking things that were, you know, accepted by the mainstream. But, and I think I kind of credit that with helping me get going into the kind of consciousness that I have. So eventually that kind of morphed into an interest in metaphysics and, transpersonal psychology and all that kind of thing. And so everything started blending together and then it led me to working with, trance medium named Kevin Ryerson, who's quite well known from being involved with Shirley MacLaine. And it just, and then I went to Japan and worked there every year for like 20 some years. And so it just, you know, it was like once I decided that this was my path, it started unfolding like crazy. And it still is. And you know, it's like it never really stops. It's like, how do you approach infinity? You know, it's like there's always more. There's more. There's more. You know.
No, it's interesting because I read about you as a child with the curious mind. Yeah. Part of it, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Yeah. Very creative, very making up games, you know, drawing a lot, you know, working with animals and plants. And, you know, I grew up on a farm for a while, which was great. So we moved about every 2 years growing up. So I had so many different kinds of environments and different kinds of people. So it allowed me to, I guess, not be very judgmental, you know, partly.
Yeah, I guess you were exploring new realities in the physical realm.
That's true.
No, so I think this this curious mind is an important ingredient because, as you said, you continue. It's an infinite. We keep going, and you're putting new structure into into what we can explore out there.
Yes, yes, yeah. And it developed, I mean, I after being an artist and a designer, I really moved into intuition and what that was and how that develops. And that led me into a lot of things like dreams and higher states of consciousness, but also into the whole dynamics of transformation, because I realized something was happening on the planet, you know, and that there was actually a process going on. And so then I set about diving into that to try to understand, you know, were there stages in this process and how is it progressing and how is it affecting individuals, but also how is it affecting society and politics and the world? Because the same process is happening everywhere. Yeah, so
outside and inside, right? Deep yeah. within, all around it. You know, it's interesting. I spent a lot of time in just meditation, and the goal was to find that place beyond the mind, just to drop in and transcend. And I'm fascinated by someone that can actually integrate the two, that your steps and your books are about bringing those two together.
Yeah, they're already together.
Yeah.
It's the secret thing, cosmic joke. You know, it's the left brain that makes them be separate. You know, it's like heaven is out there. But no, you know, the non-physical is inside the physical. It gives rise to the physical. It's yeah. not separate at all. And so they interplay.
Well, that's probably jumping into the left brain. You do see it as totally separate, like you said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's our whole worldview as humans, basically. You know, we've forgotten the unity consciousness.
So through your books, then, you give steps where we start recognizing that we're connected to it all the time. Like even right. in frequency, I was noticing.
Right, right. Even in the intuitive way, when I first started, which is a course on intuition development, I think, you know, I even look back in my journals from way back when, and I was still talking about the same stuff, but it's just evolved. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm just finding now is that it's like a discipline of learning to recognize when your left brain is like being an ego, you know, and trying to separate you from things or caution you against change, and just drop it and get back in the moment and see what wants to happen. And remember, I am my soul right now. You know, it's not like it's out there somewhere. I don't have a soul. I am a soul, you know, and so then I unify it again. And then whatever comes is coming from that place.
Beautiful. You know, the other thing I find is how many people are trying to get rid of the ego, or they look at what you have, that connection, that soul, and they say they want that. And I don't know, it seems to me we, in observing the ego, embracing what we have, these tools, being able to be disconnected and connected mm-hmm. with it.
Well, my definition of ego is an over-identity with the left brain and the way it thinks, which is based on separation. The left brain is intentionally separate so that it can get away from the unified field in order to, you know, look at it and, you know, define it and make it conscious. There's a perfectly good use of the left brain, but too much of it and its penchant for making rules and defining everything and then keeping it that way. And then that becomes ego. And if you start identifying yourself as that way of being and thinking and perceiving, then you basically feel separate from everything and mm-hmm. you suffer. You know, so part of it is learning to recognize when you go into that particular kind of contracted perception and then stop it, open back up, reconnect, and go back and integrate the right brain and the heart and so forth in the field of consciousness, and then perceive from there. But it's constant, you know, you know, because we're dealing with everybody else around us who's still in the old way of perceiving. And we have to remember to not to be afraid of them or anything, but just let them be, but also be the way we want to be. Give ourselves space to be. Mm-hmm. I always think you give other people the space to be the way they are, even if you don't like it. Yeah. And then you give yourself the same space. And then you can do the way you want. there's room for everybody. Mm.
It's a beautiful dance, though, between those places, between that thinking and using that beautiful tool and being in the soul, being in that flow.
Yeah.
Right. And you do bring in the, when we have, we're around other people, especially right now, we have such polarization in our environment around us.
Yeah.
It definitely affects our journey, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, I have a long explanation for it, but basically it's, you know, based on the acceleration that I think is going on the planet. And as things accelerate, it increases the vibration of your body and your emotions and your mind. And everything that's fear-based, which is a very slow, low, constricted or contracted kind of frequency, it really can't stay in place any longer. It can't hide because mm-hmm. the energies are popping it up to the surface, you know? And so a lot of fears are surfacing now. And what that does is fears are always based on me versus them, inside, outside, you know, and it's always polarized. You have to protect myself from the big, bad, dangerous outside world mm-hmm. and people who are different from me. And so, you know, it's coming up, you know, in spades everywhere right now. It's so polarized and people don't even see each other's realities. You know, they're just not in the same reality. They're not overlapping even anymore. They used to overlap, you know, now it's not. So something is going to precipitate where, because the energy keeps going up, you know, it's not going to stop. And the people who are resisting that shift into higher frequency and out of defensiveness and fear and righteousness, you know, about, you know, just being one way, you know, something's going to happen. Either they're going to die or like transform. It's, we're not sure, you know, what's coming. But I think the pandemic was a big shoehorn that helped everybody kind of get into that sense of looking inside, seeing what's important, you know, facing themselves. And I think it's very helpful in many ways.
It's funny, as you talk, I keep wanting to go in like more directions because I can, it's like, I want to think about dimensional realities too. If we have these two different groups and two different, we're all one dimension, one consciousness, and yet we're going so separate. You wonder what will happen, what will the world look like, you know, when we get completely separate? Will they die or will something else?
Well, what I've seen is that, I mean, I've heard it, I was calling it the bifurcation many, many years ago, that there will be a point where there's almost like two Earths that are in parallel realities or parallel frequencies. So that those who are waking up and getting into a high frequency reality will just kind of keep incarnating onto a planet that's of that vibration. And the ones who are in the slower vibration will incarnate onto a planet that's still the way they know it to be. And it's compassionate. You know, they get to take their time working through things. There's no tragedy here. But I do think there's going to be a kind of a separation energetically, but it's all in consciousness, you know, it's not physical,
right?
You know, so as the frequencies change, the reality that you create out of your inner blueprint will shift, you know,
right?
And it matches you, you know, so there's no sacrifice.
No, it's beautiful because in just like time too, it's dimensions are territories that we travel within consciousness. And you can have these, but that gets into another deep conversation. Right. I'm gonna go back up to actually, I'm really curious on what your leading edge is right now, what your focus is now.
Well, I'm writing a new book, but I'm not talking about what it is. But it's So that's part of my leading edge, and but I'm still very, very immersed in transformation. And especially how we deal with this extreme polarization that's going on right now and working with what I call the home frequency to establish a unifying tone in your own reality so that you can hold to that and center back into it. And by stabilizing into that, it's like the soul in the body, you know, that vibe. I'm the soul. I'm here. I'm radiating a, you know, clarity into the space in the physical world. And people who can come through it, they can get, you know, feel it telepathically. They can pick up on it if they want. So, so there's something you can do personally. And then, I don't know, continuing to push the edges of the boundaries or to expand the scope of your sphere, you know, like, what else wants to come in? Maybe it's not just a linear path that keeps doing more and more and more of the same thing. Maybe it's some other things that want to weave in now, you know? And so it starts to occur to you to allow variation. You know, because this will be my 12th book on all the same material, kind of material. And I'm wondering, is there some other like angle shift, lateral shift or something that wants to happen? And I feel it, but it's not happening yet. You know, but you can always get glimpses a little.
Well, your books, you seem like you are walking it's your journey and you're sharing that journey with people. You know, they seem very accessible as a reader to where you are.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to make it that way, but I grew up in the Midwest, you know, with farmers and among other kind of people, but, you know, and I think being real and honest and down to earth and practical is very important. And there's no reason that spiritual things shouldn't be ordinary. You know, it's not woo-woo. That's part of what I'm just trying to show people, that having, you know, clairvoyance or, you know, telepathic dreams or whatever, that it's not unusual. I used to talk to the secretaries in the corporation where I worked about these things. I'd like test out the subject material. And they go, oh, yes, I saw my dead grandmother at the foot of my bed after she died. You know, like everybody had an experience, you know, so it's not all that uncommon, you know.
What are the couple of the most important things you've learned about higher consciousness?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess to trust the flow is a big one, right? That you can think up things, but you can't try to force it to happen. You can feel what feels like it wants to happen and hold it gently and sort of work toward it, but it may morph, you know, and then, but if you check in again, you'll see it's a slightly different reality. So then you can hold that one, and but don't lock things down, you know. And don't have rules. There are certain inherent principles of harmony and beauty and spirituality that you don't have to use willpower to maintain. Mm-hmm. They're just there. And if you relax, you'll drop into them and then things work. And if you get weird and feel stressed and then you think your left brain has to control it all, then it doesn't work. You know? Oh, that's one big thing, I think. And also to realize that we have tremendous amount of help, both from people in the physical world and in the non-physical. I mean, there are a lot of beings that are connected to us that we have no idea that how many there are, you know?
Yeah, and that's we forget to, I guess, part of that expert mind too. We become experts in our own little world and limit it down and we forget to ask.
Right. Yeah. And also, you know, am I having fun? You know, I've been saying lately that I think self-entertainment is a very high state, you know, and that pleasure is actually, and joy, those are the teachers.
Yes.
That is a filter that you need to filter your wisdom through that kind of vibration, test it out. And, you know, then that makes it true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We are creators and manifestors, and we create our reality. And so why wouldn't we want to create it out of joy and out of those higher frequencies?
Yeah. But if you're in the left brain, you think that that's silly and stupid.
Right, exactly.
You have to understand that it's those states that actually facilitate the materialization of universal principles. So it's actually quite structural, oddly.
Yeah, it's trying to step into that space where we can be infinitely creative, and sometimes you forget to bring something back. You just want to stay there and be in that space and enjoy that expansion. And again, you fascinate with me with your ability to put it into a structure and say, okay, this is how we can bring that. I know it's all, as you said, connected.
Yeah.
But the left brain, stepping into the left brain, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, we have that linear description of going out into the state and wanting to stay there, but it's not out there. You know, it is here, yeah. All in the now. Frequencies are parallel, they're concurrent. You can shift one hair to the left or right and be in the state and then shift right back. And it's like, there's not a big deal. You know, it's all with you right now. And it's just that we have ideas that the physical plane is such a place of limitation and suffering, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's very obedient to spirit, you know, and as you hold yourself in that state of, that higher consciousness in the home frequency here and now, and let yourself live in it, the reality around you patterns itself accordingly. Mm. And if you change it, and if you really understand that there is no time lag, that only happens if you think it's separate from you, right? So if it's all at once in the moment with you, you can have instantaneous healing. You can have instantaneous materialization or dematerialization of things that are done, you know. But it's all the old belief in separation and linear perception that causes things to be difficult.
Well, and conditioning to have those beliefs, you know, that it's difficult. Because I think I can sit here and pretend there's a Starbucks coffee in my hand, and I can know and almost feel that it's there, and yet there's a part of me that won't bring it there. There's a resistance. Mm-hmm. And so I understand intellectually it's now, it's here, you have that possibility.
Right. And it's speeding up. I mean, you know, if you held the idea of Starbucks coffee, somebody might walk in the room and bring you a cup.
Exactly.
You know, that's faster, but it's not instantaneous manifestation, but you know, it's getting there.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen that. And I also love your talk about how it is accelerating. We are seeing that around us, that the world is accelerating. We are manifestors. Mm-hmm. And people are waking up and a little bit amazed at themselves, you know, like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, we see it telepathically, I think, is one of the easier ways. You know, you think of somebody and they call you on the phone, or you say, I was thinking about you, and you call them, oh, I thought about you all week. You know, it's like we are connecting and then acting on these things, you know. So the more you start noticing what you're noticing, you know, and then thinking, well, there's a reason why I'm noticing this. I should call that person, mm-hmm. or I should do this thing. Or I go to that store, you know, and see who's there, you know.
And it's breaking out of our habitual minds, getting that little bit of curiosity and wonder, and then exploring it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything in the last couple of minutes that you'd like to share with our listeners about your books, especially?
Well, you know, I've written a lot of books, several on dreams, but the key last series so far, that I call it the Transformation series. Ooh, we're just having thunder. is, you know, The Intuitive Way is the first book that's a course on intuition development. Then Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration, which is a big seller. That came next, all about energy dynamics. And then Leap of Perception is the third one, which is all about how we're shifting from linear perception into spherical and holographic perception, and what that is and how that feels and what it'll do to our reality. And then the last one is Transparency. And this is the whole idea of clearing your clutter and what happens when you are the soul expressing yourself through the personality. So they are, you know, each one built upon the previous one. So there's, it's really a kind of a series. You can jump in anywhere, but those are the four big ones right now.
Beautiful. And I can't wait for the next one. Penny, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you about consciousness.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And Penny has a wonderful, wonderful website. I recommend that you go to Penny, spelled P-E-N-N-E-Y, Pierce, P-E-I-R-C-E. Check out her website because she has some samples of her exercises and her books in there and journal writing. And
a lot of free stuff.
Yeah, it's beautiful, yeah. Beautiful website. Having struggled with my own website, I know.
Yeah.
Always updating. Thank you so much.
Right.
And now you're listening to Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation. I'm Jennifer Evanko. And stay with us and we'll come back after the break. We're going to have an experience of your own adventure in consciousness. What I'd like to do today is take you through a journey where we will peel back the levels of our ego, our awareness of who we are, into what we call the I am. So please come back and see you soon.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and kissed them all soundly and put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back. I'm eager to begin our journey today. I just want to say a couple of things first. As usual, this is a deep meditation and a journey, so please find a place that you'll be quiet and by yourself, won't be disturbed. We're going to take a 20-minute meditation journey. I'm going to introduce the entelechy again. The entelechy process is a process where you connect with your own higher self. We use the word entelechy as it was used by Aristotle when he said, it is the entelechy of an acorn to be an oak tree. So we can say it is the entelechy of you to be fully realized in your higher self. We will also do a few minutes of conscious breathing. I call it prana breathing, where you breathe in through the nose, you hold, and you breathe out through the mouth and hold. But I'll guide you through this. This conscious breathing is a wonderful exercise to do to expand our consciousness. And then as we talked about, stepping into that curious mind is an important part of these journeys, because you'll never guess what is waiting there for you if you step in fully knowing what's already there. It just doesn't work that way. So with that curious mind and childlike wonder, let's go ahead and begin. So let's begin. With your eyes closed, let's take a moment and make yourself very comfortable, relaxing just as fully as you can. And you can either be sitting with your feet on the ground or laying down. And for a little while now, with your eyes closed, let's bring the awareness to your breath. Without changing your breath, just be aware of how you breathe. And now let's deepen the breath just a little. And notice your chest rise and fall with each breath. And now we're going to deepen into those long, slow belly breaths in through the nose. Hold, out through the mouth, hold, and continue like this. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in a light blue color, a sky blue energy. And as you breathe out tension and stress, as if you're breathing out the color gray. Each breath in, a gentle wave of that energy, breathing it into every cell of your body. And each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into that peace and stillness. Continuing that deep breathing just a little longer. And as you do, I invite you now to place your hands on your lap with your palms face up and breathe into those hands. And imagine now and for the next few minutes, accept that it is true, that standing opposite you is your own high self, your entelechy. That part of you that gives you your deepest purpose and reason for being, your higher guidance. Imagine and accept that it is true for the time being that entelechy is placing his or her hands over yours and breathe into that place, breathing into that connection. You may begin to sense some tingling, a little electricity, a subtle touch. Whatever it is, begin to deepen that sense of the presence of this entelechy who is looking upon you now with so much love. Remembering that entelechy knows your failings, your triumphs, who and what you are, and loves you unconditionally.
once again, imagining that you can look up into the eyes of your entelechy and see there the mirror of your own soul. Entelechy holds all the dimensions of who you are and is holding you in this moment with such awe and wonder. Continuing to breathe deeply a little longer as you breathe with your entelechy, that one breath. And I invite you now to ask those beautiful soul questions, sharing the questions with your entelechy as if a conversation. The first soul question, who am I? Who am I really? What do I really, really want? The answer may be material, physical, emotional, ethereal, whatever I'd like to see fulfilled in my life. And the third question, what is my purpose? How do I serve? Now take a deep breath in and release, releasing all of the questions and any answers that may have come, allowing yourself to slip into that gentle resting rhythm. And once again, bringing your awareness to your breath. The next breath in, I invite you to say silently to yourself, I am, and your full name, first, middle, and last name. And continue to repeat with each breath, I am, and your full name. Releasing the mantra, bringing your awareness back to the breath. Become aware of how you feel in your body right now. Just observe. the sensations, the feeling inside your body. Now coming back to your breath. And as you breathe in this next breath, breathe in and silently repeat the mantra, I am, and just your first name. I am, and your first name. And while you do this, continue repeating. Bring to mind those times when you were a child, playing on a playground or out in nature, and known by your first name. Now coming back to your breath and releasing the mantra, and once again scanning your body, noticing how you feel inside of your body now. And now coming back to the breath, and on your next in-breath, breathing in, I am. Continue repeating, I am, silently to yourself. And now, coming back to the breath, releasing the I am. So as you breathe in, repeat silently to yourself, so. And as you breathe out, hum. So. come. Without force or effort, just gently listening to that mantra. So hum. Coming back to my voice, releasing the mantra, the breath, and noticing the stillness, the peace. Intellike invites you now to stand before her as if in a dream and imagine all around you, in all directions, is the universe, the stars, the galaxies. And you are this point of awareness in the center of it all, connected to it all. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. Very nice. And now from this place of stillness and peace, it is time to turn to your intellike and open up and have a beautiful conversation with anything that comes to mind, any questions you may have, thoughts you have, or even just asking intellike, what is it that you need to know now? Now coming back to my voice, turning to your intellike as if in a dream, and bowing in namaste, recognizing the divinity in the intellike is the divinity within you, and then beginning to be aware again of your breath and your body, breathing deeply. And imagine a red energy, a warm red energy over your head, flowing down over your body, like you're being wrapped in a warm blanket. And as you breathe, becoming aware of your fingers and your toes, and stretching just a little. And when you're ready, at your own time, slowly opening your eyes and coming back,
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your time in the meta realm, in this place of nourishing the soul. I find that these conversations and these journeys are very short. And so if you want to continue the conversations, you can check out, like I said, Penny's website, or you can check out my website. And then also these journeys that I'm leading you on are just a little taste of the adventures that we do. Adventures in Consciousness, the course, is actually a series of journeys that we take you deeper and deeper into the different levels of self, starting with the physical self. We have 13 separate journeys that take you into deeper levels of your physical realm and who you really are. And then we explore the psychological self, the spiritual self, and finally the mythic self. If you are interested in some more deeper journeys, you can go into my website, and I have a series called Countdown to a New Beginning, and these are free. There's 12 journeys that are take you deeper into traveling through dimensions of time. And then also we are starting a new Adventures in Consciousness, the course. It begins a free taste on June 22nd. So again, I hope you enjoyed. The I Am meditation is a wonderful way to experience how we are carrying this sense of who we are, this expertise in our mind. It's related to our whole name. So when you say, for example, if I say Jennifer Leslie Clifton Ivanko, I can feel the weight of all that I am in that name and in that ego. Not that it's a bad thing, I just can feel it. And as we peel back our names and experience who we were when we just were our first name, when, remember when you were a child and kids just knew you by Jennifer or you, whatever your name is, and how light that felt and how different that feels. And then you peel that back and you just be I am. And you can play with that and even be, use the mantra, I am peace, and repeat that for a while. Or I am love. And just experience what these different different ways of experiencing yourself at different levels. Because we are all of it. We are that full name, that full who you are today, and you are the pure universe, the pure Aham Brahmasmi. So again, I hope you enjoyed today, and I look forward to being with you again in, I guess it's the first week of July. We'll be back. So have a beautiful day. Thank you.